ואם אני יודעת, יתחס עמד בייס, just to refresh our memory, we had in the Mishnah, הידים שאמרו כסב ידינו הוא זה, אבל נוסם היינו, קטן היינו, פסולי עדס היינו, הרי אלו נמון. יבשטר שאיני מקויים, and the Edom come and are mekayim the shtar, but they add on by saying that they were nusim ktanim psulei edus b'nemot. Vim yesh Edom shuksav yodam ashoy ksav yodam yoytzi mimokim acha einem nemonim. But if it is a shtar mekuyim already, and they are coming to say that that they were nusim oktanim upsuli edis, they're not nemo. Now we hear there, just let's go quickly over the Gemara, so we'll get into the flow of the sugi. Omar Rami Bachome, loishanu elusha amru anusim ayinu machmas momen. That what it says in the Sefer, that they are not nemon to say anusim hayinu, that is dafke if they are saying the reason, anusim hayinu means that they wrote sheker, there never was a halbor, and the reason why they did it, because they were afraid they might lose money or they'll gain money, so then they are not believed. Avul anusim hayinu machmas nefoshes. But if they said that there was a shaila pikuach nefoshes, and they say, you know, it's a false shtar. There never was a halvor. Aye, why did we chasme on the shtar? Well, he pointed a gun, so it was either chasmening or getting killed, so we chasmed. Arei eilu nemonim. So Rami Bachome said, then they are nemon, and arei elu nemonim, and it becomes apostle shtar. Omar lei rove kol kemineh. So Rove said, how could we believe them when they say anusim ayinu machmas nefoshes kivin shehigit shuvei nechayzer omakim? That means we have a shtar mekuyim, And so we have our goddess Edis, which is saying that there was a halvor. Now he's saying there wasn't a halvor. The reason we chasmed is because we were forced to chasmed. How can we believe this? Kivin shehigit shuvei nechayzer amaket. V'chitei mahani mili al peh avol b'shtar loy. Maybe you'll tell me the whole halacha of kivin shehigit was only said by Edis Balpeh, but by Edis Bishtar, there's no din of Kivin Shigit. So therefore, so now that before in the Shtar it says there was Alvor, now they're saying there wasn't Alvor, they were forced into it. That's not true. Omar Eish Lokish, Edim Machsumim Alashtar, Nasik Mishenechka Idusam Bebezni. So Memele, so since it's Nechka, you do some bebezin, so the Zich is Aloha of Kivin Shehigid, and therefore Rove asked on Rami Barchome, so why, how could they be Nemon to say Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes? That it's a false shtar. Eloki Itma Areshe Itma. The Memra of Rami Barchome, that Rami Bachome differentiated between Anusim Ayinu Machmas Momen and Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes Arei She Itma. Arei Eilu Nemonim. It says in the Reisha Arei Eilu Nemonim. If Enk Sav Yodam Yoitzi Mimokim Acha, and they say Anusim Ayinu, we believe them. Omar Rami Bachome Leishonu Elishomru Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes. Avol Omru Anusim Ayinu Machmas Momoin Ein Nemonim. Even though the shtar was only Niskayim Al Yodom, and they're saying Anusim Ayinu, that's a false shtar, that is only if they're saying Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefoshes. Avol anusim ayinu machmas momoin ein nemonim. Then we won't believe them. mai taime ein odom meisim atzmoi rosho. We don't believe them al ten odom meisim atzmoi rosho. And last week we said tub shotim in this mai taime. I mean, here we're speaking about that it's ein sav yodom yoytze mimoke macha. They are mekayim d'shtar. And they're saying it's apostle shtar. Baf al pikein, we say there's a chasoron of ein odom meisim atzmei roshe. So we mentioned either there's a svar of Rabbi Kiveger and the Shmaitze, that we will not believe a person, even though he has a migu, and he's saying that he did a maise resha, we will not believe him. The Shmaitze weiss tois, because a yid is not beches kas rosha. We don't believe that a yid did a maise resha, we will not believe it, even though he has a migu. So according to this, so if they said anusim yinu machmas moment, even though they have a migo, they didn't have to be mekayim d'shtar. There's a lomdus of pesha osa pesha ita ki heche de nemne ahai nemne ahai. We will not believe, we will not buy such a statement that they did a maiseresh. That was one mahalach in the Gemara, and a second mahalach in the Gemara was, we mentioned Rab Shloime Eger. Rab Shloime Eger says that Be'emison there's a problem of Kivin Shehigid Einei Chayzer Umagid. That means that if the Edim said, even though Enksav Yodom Yoytze Mimokem Acher, but the minute they're Mikayim Dishtar, so we have a Hagodah that there was a Halvor. No, Rashi said, we believe the Edom, it's considered one big Haggadah, Hakel Haggadah Achaz. It is considered one big Haggadah, and we accept the Edis, that means the Edis of the Halvor, we hear from the Edom HaMekayimim, and we hear from them, Ksav Yodeinu, Avol Anusim Ayinu. This is all one big Haggadah. That is how the Haggadah's Edis comes to us. It comes to us, Ksav Yodeinu, Avol Anusim Ayinu. It's called Hakel Haggadah Achas. So that's considered it's nichlal in their Haggadah. That is dafke, if they have an emonis of edis on the second half what they're saying. But if they're saying anusim ayinu machmas moment, so there's a klal in odom meisim atzmei rosh, he doesn't have a teures edus to say that he did a maise resh odom korev eitzel atzmei. So then there's a chasoran of Kivin Shehigid, and we cannot believe their second Haggadah B'Teiras Eidus because of the loch of Kivin Shehigid, because the second Haggadah doesn't have a Teiras Eidus. So Memelus, and now we have a first Haggadah of Ksav Yodeinu. Let us go further. Tonu Rabbono. Now, in the ratio we had, Ksav Yodeinu Huze, and if it was Ein Ksav Yodam Yaitzim Mokamacha, they said Anusam Ayinu, Machmas Nafoshes, Ktanim Ayinu, Psule Eidis Ayinu, Ere Eilu Nemon, the Nemon. Now we'll see that this Halacha Gufe is a Machlokes Tanoim. Tono Rabbonon, Ein Nemonim Lepoisloi Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds that afilu engsav yodom yoytzi mimokemacher, and they come to us and they tell us, they're the mekayimi yasashta, avol anusim ayinu psuliyedis ayinu, they are not nemon. What does Rashi say? Ein nemonim lepoisloi areshi demasnisim pligi. Ha'edim she'omru ksav yedeinu avol anusim ayinu.
So Rameh holds they're not belief. V'chachomim oimrim nemonim. The chachomim hold they are nemon. Bish loimer l'rabono. So now the Gemara will say, the Rabbonon, we understand. Ki tamayu shahapeh she'osar hu hapeh shehita. That means they were the ones that were mekayim d'shtar. They were the ones that said ksav yodeinu huzeh. But they're also saying anusim ayinu. So let us just mention the lotion of Rashi on the Mishnah, which is going according to the Chachamim. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Rei elu nemonim, kiven de ein ksav yodom nika elo alpiyem, hapeh she'osar hu hapeh she'hita. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, ki heiche de mehemnis lohu aho, hemninu aho. That means, if you believe me, who told you that it's a good chsime? Me. Without me, it's supposed to look chsime. It's not a kosher ishtar. I'm saying it's a kosher ishtar. So you're believing me on this. So there's a sfora of kiheichi. Kiheichi de mehemnes luaho. If you believe them, that's ksav yodom. So you have to believe the whole agoda. Don't pick out stickler. This I'll believe, this I don't. You have to take the whole set. Ki heichid dem hemnes luaho, hemninu aho. There's a lumdus of pesha osa ua pesha hita. So the Gemara says as follows. Us bishloim el rabbonon, ki tamayu, sha pesha osa hu a pesha hita. Elo rirameya, my time, what's pshat l'rameya? If they say, Psulei Eidis Ayinu, Ktanim Ayinu, Anusim Ayinu, why don't we believe them? So the Gemara says, we'll take each case separately. Bishleime Psulei Eidis, if they're saying that the Psulei Eidis, Malve Gufe Miikore Medik Dayik Umachtem. That means when a person lends money, let's be megashim the inyan, a person is going to lend $1 million. Now, the only proof of the halvo is the shtar halvo. So if he's going to lend out $1 million, he's going to make sure that this shtar will be a kosher shtar in Bezdin. If these Eidim will be posel Eidim, he's up the creek. He has no proof of the halvo. The only proof of the halvo is the Eidim. So we have a chazoke, malve gufe mikore medek dayik umachtem. Before he chasmes Eidim, he'll be medayik if they're kosher or not. Now these Eidim come and pop up and they say, you know, it's takek sav yodeinu, so we takek chasm. But you know, we were kriven then. We were the loiva's brother-in-laws. And now he gave his wife a get, so we're not related anymore. But al kaponim, we were kriven then. You're telling me such a thing. I'm sure the malva's gonna lend money, so when he's looking for Adam, we'll take a brother-in-law of the loiva. So there's a chazoke. A person won't do such a thing. So memele. Now we have here the Chachamim saying, ki heichid nemninu ahai, this episasvor. Listen, if you believe them on this, you have to believe the whole thing, don't. So Remeyer said, you can't believe the second thing. I should believe the second thing that he was a korah? I can't believe it. A person won't do such a thing. So even though there's a svor to believe them, but Rameya holds the chazoke is machir, that we shouldn't believe him. There are certain things, that means we have contradictory forces over here. There's a svore, if keheched and nino ahai, nem nino ahai. But there's Rameya, and that's the svore of the chachamim. So listen, if you're believing that it's chav yodim, you have to believe them everything. You can't take shtiklach. And Rameya holds, no, Rameya holds, there's a chazoke, ein, odom, So I can't believe it finished. So the chazaka is stronger than the nemonis of Pesha Osa. Just, and the Taisvis understands it, it's a migu. So it's a migu b'mokim chazaka. That means they're proving to me, listen, it's a posel ishtah, and if I would be telling a lie, I wouldn't have been mekayim ishtah. I'm a migu. Fine, so I have a birur of migu. But can I get this migu? I have a chazok. I shouldn't believe what you're saying. You're telling me that you are korev. It's a chazok. Al kaponim, that's what Rameya holds. That the chazok is stronger than the migu. The chazok is stronger than the peshos. That's why they're not believed to say that they were psula. Ktanim nami kederab shimin ben lokish. Da omar ish lokish. Chazoke ein ha'edim chois mimal ashtar el keinasa begodol. We'll see, there's a chazoke that edim will not chasman ashtar unless they were gedoylem. We'll see exactly, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what this means. Oh, there's also a chazoke. When shtaris are written, it is, we make sure that the edim are not ktanim. The gedoylem. So memele, so Rameya holds that this chazoke is stronger than Peshosa, this chazoke is stronger than Migu, so that's why you're not believed. Elo anusim my time. But if they said anusim ayinu machmas nefoshes, they're coming and telling us, they're coming to Bezin and telling Bezin, you know, there never was a halvor, I want to tell you the truth. I can tell you, and B'shas Mai said there was a gun, the Malva was holding a gun in front of us, he told us, either chasme or this will say vidui. So we decided to chasme, finished. So we chasme, but now we're coming to Bezin, we're telling Bezin that it's a foul shishtar. We were forced. No. And we have alumdis, kecha dem ninu ahai, nem ninu ahai. We have amigu, we have everything going for them. So why shouldn't we believe them? And they're telling us a fact. Omar Rav Chisda Kasova Rameya Eidim She'omru Lehem Chismu Sheker. Rameya holds, if Eidim were told Chasme Sheker Va'al Tehalgu, if you Chasme Sheker, I won't kill you. And if you won't chas m'sheker, I'm going to kill you. Yehogu ba'al yechos m'sheker. So Rameya holds that they'll get killed and they won't chas m'sheker. We'll see what this means in a minute. So Memele, so it falls into the category we'll see in other meisim atzmeirosh. I should believe them that they chas m'sheker. So that's why they're not believed. Let me retract my words. We'll come back to exactly what this means. So Rav says, I don't understand you. If they would come and ask us a shayla, they come and ask us a shayla, Herzach zu, Amalva came over to us and he told us if we don't chasme on the star, he's going to kill us. So what should we do? Amrin and Lohu, so we'll tell them, Zilu chsumu, go chasme. The light is kotlon, you shouldn't get killed. Go chasme. Now we have a taina on them, why they chasmid. This is a very difficult gemara. I'd like to say over. The Shit Mekebetzes brings down a Ra'or. And the Ritva says Rashi also seems to learn like this. So, we'll say this Pshat in the Gemara. mach the Ro'o says as follows. Here I'm making a Gemara over here. The Gemara doesn't stim. That because let's just explain. Rav Chisda said, Eidim Shamru Yehargu veYichos Mosheker. Amalei Rove Hashti LaOsa Kamon Lemluche. Rove said that. I mean, one of them is the Machlokes in Halacha between Rav Chisda and Rove. Rav Chisda said one thing and Rove says another thing. So the Ro'o says as follows: Machvarta de Milse, the Hachikoma, Kasovara Meir, Ha'edim Sha'omrulam Chismu Shoker Va'al Tahal Tehogu, Yehogu Va'al Yechosmu Sheker. Kloima, B'noyik Sheba Oilom, the Minika Oilom is Shekol Kach Mechuo. Be'ineihim eide sheker, she'yemoisrim atzmon lemise koidim she'yidu eide sheker. Gwon, as it is gekookt, bizman chazal, aposhetiyid. Aposhetiyid, we're not talking about aloche, we're not talking about, let me look up in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, what would a yid do bizman chazal if he was told that he should chas mesheke? There's a fifth Shulchan Aruch. Chas mesheke, chas mesheke, mechuer beinayim, eidu sheke sheyemoisrem atzma lemisa koidim sheyidu eidu sheke. So memele, so what did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said, so Rav Meir weiter dezelbe mahalach. You want me to, they're coming to say, listen, we chas mesheke. You want me to believe this? Who in his normal mind, where will you find a yid in his normal mind who would do such a thing? No one does such things. So, Mamela, you're coming, boys, I have a migu. I have a pesha osa, ki heiched demninu lahai, demninu lahai. You should believe me. I can't believe such things. Just like there's a cloud, I won't believe that a malve would make a shtar halvo and let posel aidem chasm. A malve doesn't do such things. There's no shulchan aruch on this, but that's logic, that's seichel. A malve will never do such a thing. And you tell me I should believe you? Tell me I should believe that an elephant can fly. I can't believe such things. That's what Rameh held. So Rameh, so Rav Chisda said, Rameh held that you want to tell me I should believe the Edim, that they chas mit sheker because of a pachad misa. And Elach, you don't do such a thing. He'd never do such a thing. How could he face himself? How could he face himself and do such a thing? So Mimele, so I don't believe it. That's the Sfora. For Omalei Rove, so Rove says, I don't understand you. You're talking with Hergish. You're talking with feeling. But there is a Shulchan Aruch also. That means, what would be if he'd ask us a Shaila, Rebbe, what is the din? What will we tell him? We'll tell him, Halacha? Halacha, the din is go chas mesheker. That's what we're going to tell them. We're going to tell them this. So Memele, so Rove asked Rav Chisda, if they're coming with Adam once. They said, believe us, that's the story, what happened. We chasmed, and they wanted to kill us. So Memele, so Rav Meir is saying, you can't believe them because a Yid, who's a Yiddish Haaretz? Who says Yiddish Haaretz, where says Helgish? It's one of Halacha, it's one of Shulchan Aruch. If we ask a Shaila, the Halacha is that you should chas mesheke. She said he did al pi Halacha. So Memele, he did al pi Halacha. So, you know the Maise, I once heard that, Rebitzel Petterberg, his Rebitzin was scrubbing and scrubbing for Pesach and he's watching her, and it's, Mamish is a Ludvom Shalem Shir. So he says, Al Pishulchan Aruch says Genug. Why are you scrubbing so much? So she told them, Itzel, if I would listen to you and your Shulchan Aruch, we'd be eating chametz for Pesach already. About Kaponim, there's a Shulchan Aruch and a Rebbetzin. That was the Shakla Vitalia over here. Rav Chizda said, a Yid won't do such a thing. He won't do such a thing. And Rav said, how could you say such a thing? If lahalacha you're allowed to chas mesheker, and they said they did al pi halacha, so opgefrek, you can't believe them. That's how the Ra'ol learns pshat in the Gemara. So we're back to Akasha. So what's the svara of Rav Meir? We have either let's believe al pesha osa, let's believe al tmigu. Amalei Rava hashti lo osu lekamon lamluchi amrina lo ziluch sume veloitis katlon doma main lecha dova shemiv nepikuach nefesh alavidis kechovim begila arroyis eshviches domim bovad hashti dechosmu vechas amrina lo amaychas misu. Why can you believe them? And the coming was amigun apesha osa. Elo taime derameya kederavuna omarav. The Omar Avuna Marav Moide Bishtar Shekosvoy Ein Tzorich Lekaimoy. Now we have to see Rashi and Tosfos on this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi Azoy. Hapeshe Hita, the Gemara says like this. The Chachomim who hold that if ein sav yodom yoytze mimokem acha, they are nemon. So they're nemon because apesha osar apesha hita. Bekiven the machmas nefoshes komrin en asnu. The reish is speaking about, they're saying they were anusim machmas nefoshes. Le mashvu nafshay yurishoy. So there's a teire say this. They're not saying they did a maise resha. So we believe them. Pesha osar apesha hita. Psule Eidis the Komre Heine Taime, the Lavbe Eidusen Mashvin Avshayu Rishoim. They're not saying that they did a Vaisa Reshe, Eldomer Kroivim, they were Kroivim to the Loive, Oyavodim Oyinu, Vachshevonu Meshuchorim, that means now they're Eidim, now they're Kosher Eidim. They're not Kroivim anymore, they're not Avodim anymore. When they're telling us that then they were b'shas ma'isa, they were kovim, they were avodim, psulim. So memela, so that there's a lomdis of pesha osa kechad nemninu lahai. There's no another ma'isa matzmei roshe by all these three things: anusim machmas nefoshes, kovim, psulim, ktanim. So that's the svara of the chacham. Bishloim epsulei eidis oiktanim. So now the Gemara explains Rameya. If they say psulei eidis in oiktanim, don't believe them. Even the moidim heim shashtar kedin nichtav, they're saying it's not a false star. Shalvo oyamekach emes. That there was a halvo, there was a mekach. Avo anachnu lehiyinim ruuyim. We weren't roi. It's like a milva al peh. We're posala edim. Oy, imechiri, if it's a shtar mekach, leinikna karke bishtarze. Omar ameya de loy mehemli. We can't believe them. The im kain, malve loy shodi zuzi bechdi. The malve does not throw away his money. The chimachtem edem al shtoroi. So when he's machtem edem al shtoroi, meidak dayek sheikshayim. Before he's machtem edem, he makes sure that they're kosher edem. Let's skip over this like a sidron derashi. Elim keinasa begodil kol maisa hashtar begdoilem. That ain't the Edom Chois Moshan Knasa Begodol Haloikeyach Vahamoicher Vagabi Edom Nami Yomrinen Chazoke So we have chazokis over here, and therefore this is menaged the nemonis of pesha osa. Now let's go back to the first Rashi. Elanusi my time aloi, neima ha pesha osa hu shehita. Let's hear pesha osa hu shehita. Why there's no I know the mesim asmei rosh over here? So let's believe it. So Rav Chizdet said, Ye olgu val yachtemu sheker. The Rameya holds that they'll kill themselves, but they won't chas mesheker. Hilkach, ki omri nami anusim ayinu machmas nefoshes, if they say that they did it, mashvu nafshayu rishoyim. So here they want to say, the Ritva says this is pshat and Rashi. Rishoyim, that means that like the Rabitzel's Rabitzin. I mean, they're saying they did a Maisa Resha. It's, a Yid doesn't do such a thing. To believe that a Yid, that's how the Ritva says that this is Pshat and Rashi, just all over the Lashna Ritva, he brings the Ra'o, and he says, this is Pshat and Rashi. Just one second. Says Perish Rashizal Hilkach ki Omru Shlai Nergu Mashvan Eshaim Rishoyim. So he says, what's Pshat? So he brings down the Ra'os Pshad for him Mashma Leforish Loshen Rashi. That's Pshad. I mean, they want me to believe that a Yid would do such a thing. He would be all of a sudden a Shulchan Aruch Yid. I can't believe such a thing. Einam Chasidim, he says. Nafshar Hashem, that means he's not... So the Gemara answers, Meide Bishtar Shekosvay. So the Gemara says, no, a new mahalach, we can forget about all these biurim in the machloikis, rameir and the chachamim. Machloikis is moide b'shtar shekosvay. Loive shahoide b'shtar shekosvay. Va'al piv nechtemu ha'edim. A loive comes and he says, I wrote the shtar, the kosher shtar. But parati, I paid it. So, Rav Huna holds, Eina malve tzorich lekaimoi, be'edim achsumimboi, he doesn't have to be mekaimet be'edim achsumimboi. She'ein ha'loive nemon loimel parativ. The loive is not nemon to say parativ. He's not nemon. V'loim rinin bahai apesha osa u'shehita. We don't say apesha osa u'shehita, that means l'chayre. We should say as follows. Without kiyum, it's a posel shtar. The loiva comes and says, it's a kosher shtar, but it's a perua dikishtar. It was written, it's not a falsh shtar, but it's paid up already. Now, if we would say pesha osa pesha ita, so there'd be a svor ki eicha de nemna hai nemna. Listen, just like you believe out of this, you should believe him like this. Rav Huna says, why we'll see soon, V'loyem rinin bahai apesha oso hu shehit. We don't say that. No, the kivin sha'oma kosher hoya, the minute he says kosher, I use a kashtar. It's a kosher ishtar. V'chiyoma operativ, lay mehemon. And he says now operativ, he's not nemon. How should I believe you that it's parativ sherei biyad hamalvu? The malvu is holding the shtar. Shtolcha biyodi my boy. It's a kosher shtar, yes. And I'm holding the shtar. I couldn't talk. You tell me parativ. I'm sorry if it's a kosher shtar and I'm holding the shtar. Shtolcha biyodi my boy. Fine. Why it's not a pesha osa, we'll see soon. But Rav Huna holds it's not a pesha osa. Rav Meir nami de omar eine monim lepoisloi. That what Rav Meir says, eine monim lepoisloi, bemoide loive shekosvoi koma. It's speaking about that the loive is moide that he had written it. And the kosova loitzachinin su le'edim, v'lav apumayu mekayim shtor. So it is speaking about that the loive said he was moide. He's saying parati, whatever he's saying that, I wrote the shtar, and then it's paid up. And now the Edim, and he's saying, Shtolchem Yodim, my boy. So now the Edim are coming to say, you know, we're possible Edim. Shtolchem Yodim, we're possible Edim, Daka, we're Koygum, we're Psulim, whatever it is. That's what we're saying. So Rameya holds, or, we'll come soon. So Rameya holds, the minute he says, Ksav Yodeinu, so it's a Mekuyim de Kishtar. If it's a Mekuyim de Kishtar, so so that's the safe of the Mishnah. Just like, Imhoye Ksav Yodom, Yoitze, Memokim, Acher, it's a Mekuyim de Kishtar. The Edom are not Nemon to say whatever they're saying. The whole Nemonis of the Edom works with Pesha Osa Pesha Yitte. But it's not Pesha Osar anymore. It's not they that are making the Shtar, because the Shtar became a Shtar through the Hidos HaLoive. Now the Loive said another few things. He said Pora, or maybe he said they were Psulim, whatever the Loive said. Whatever the Loive said, that the Lamaise, the minute he says Ksav Yodeinu, it becomes a kosher Shtar. And already, whatever he's moisif on that agod of Ksav Yodeinu, we don't believe. So now we have a kosher ishtar. So if the Edom come and say that it's apostle ishtar, so they're not nemon, because it's equivalent to Ksav Yodom, Yoitze Mimokimach. This is what Rav Meir holds. The Chachomim don't hold like Rav Huna, so they hold Moide Bishtar Shekos Voi Tzorich L'Kaimai. That means when the Loive came and he said, I wrote the Shtar, but I paid up the Shtar. So finished. We don't have anything yet. It's a Pesha, it's a Pesha, whatever it is. We don't have any Kiyam. We don't have a Kosher Shtar. So now the Edom come and say, Ksav Yodeinu, Avol Ktanim Ayinu, Anusim Ayinu. So now for them, we also have a Pesha Osa. So that is the Machloikis, the Chachomim and Rav Meir. That's the Maskonos HaGemara according to Rashi. We're speaking about who there was already, previously, before the Edom came and said, Ksav Yodeinu, we heard already from the Loive, Moide Bishtar Shekosvoi, but he said, I don't owe you any money for one of a multitude of reasons. So Memele, the Shaila is that considered a Kiyim or is not considered a Kiyim? According to Ramey, it's considered a Kiyim, so the Edom have nothing what to say anymore, so it's a Shtar Mikuyim, so they're not Nemo to say anything. According to the Chachomim, it's a Shtar She'enei Mikuyim, a Shtar She'enei Mikuyim, so Memele, so now, they're Nemo, not Peshos or Peshit. Let us the vial see this, just understand this last tickle, Taisvis, Moide Bishtar Shekosvoi Ein Tzorich L'Kaimai. So, if the Loive says, I wrote it, and I paid up, ain't the Malva can be Goiva Nochamom at Tishtar. Ve'im Taima, so Taisvis asks, Umay time le mehemen b'migo. Why didn't you believe the loiva with amigo? The boy Omar Mizuyev. The loiva is amigo. I mean, I could be my mama from him. He says, I paid up. You don't believe me. I could have said it's Mizuyev. Let me believe. So Mamela, believe me, Parati, Migul de Mizuyev. Where does Migul fall off? Rashi didn't speak about Migul. Rashi says it's not a Pesha also. What happened with Migul? V'yesh Loima, it's not a good Migul. V'shema Yore Loima Loima Mizuyev, Penyak Rishu, V'leka Migul. So Tosfos answers, it's much, if he's a liar, the lie of Parati is a much better lie to say than the lie of Mizuyev. Because the lie of Mizuyev, what's going to be when the Edom are coming and find the Edom and they'll be Mekayim Dishtar? So now he's finished. He's a liar. That he no clue. He says Mizuyev and they're Mekayim Dishtar. He says Parati, who's going to prove that he's a liar? Parati! So Parati is a lie that cannot be disproved publicly. You can have it in Torah, Bezal say, but Parati, you can't prove I'm a liar. Mizuyev, you can prove I'm a liar. So even though I'm Nemon with Mizuyev, I'm Nemon, if I say Mizuyev, I'd be Nemon. But a liar would not want to say Mizuyev. Parati is a better liar. So there's no Migul anymore. So there's no Nemonus of Migul. Upeirish hakunteris b'moke macha, there's a Rashi someplace else. The time mishum the dvar teire ain't tzorich kiyum. The reason is because dvar teire ain't tzorich kiyum. They the machsumim ala shtar nase kimishenech kedusam bebes. Minatere don't need kiyum. The rabbonu that's rechu kiyum. The rabbonu said you need kiyum. Ki toin mezuyefu. When he tainet mezuyef. Avol bishar taines. But by other times, kigoin paruahu lo yitzrichu kiyum v'chein nire l'ri. Now let us just explain for 1 minute what Tosfos is saying over here. Perish akuntres b'mokimacha. There are two eifanim of biru. There's a biru of Migul. The biru of Migul works. I'm proving to you I'm not a liar. If I'd be a liar, why didn't I say Mizuyev? I say Mizuyev, I'm Nemon, there's no Shtolcha Biyodi, my boy, finished. Why didn't I say Mizuyev? And I said Parati. So what do you see? You say, you see I'm an Emes HaMensh, because that's a proof I'm an Emes HaMensh. Now, if we can disprove your proof, it could be you're a liar. No, he didn't say Mizuyev because you're more comfortable to say Parati, because you're scared to say Mizuyev, because you know it's not a Mizuyev to Kishtar, and there might be Mekayim it. So you lost your proof. That is, in Hilchus Migul, we can weigh, is it worthwhile to say Mizuyev? You're scared to say Mizuyev. That's in Hilchus Migul. But there's another lumdis, there's a lumdis of Pesha Osa Pesha Hitta. Pesha Osa Pesha Hitta works in a different oifen in Gansen. Pesha Osa Pesha Hitta means like this. A rabbi say, without me, you don't have a shtar. You don't have a shtar without me. It's a posel shtar, it's a chasper. So who's making it for a shtar? Me? I'm not making it for a shtar. I'm telling you it's a posel shtar. I'm telling you I paid up. Now, you'll take my Welter and Stickler. You say it's a kosher shtar. Oh, I hear it's a kosher. I don't want to hear further anymore. It's a kosher shtar. Oh, Shtolcha Biyodi, my boy. There's a lomdus of Pesha, also Peshita. You don't, it can't be boirer over here. You'll take this, you won't take. Either you take it or you don't take it. But to make Stickler, you don't. And if Rabbi say, if without me, you don't have a shtar, so through me you also can't have a shtar, because I'm saying it's a posel shtar. So are you going with me or without me? But with me there's no shtar, and without me there's no shtar. That's the lumdus of Pesha Osa. If you go with this lumdus of Pesha Osa, you can't tell me times, listen, you were scared to tiny mazik. Don't tell me scared, don't tell me cheshbonis. You have a shtar through me? Through me you also don't have a shtar. Pesha also does not work with cheshbonis. Pesha also is you have to be consistent. Ki heichi de nemna hai, nemna hai. It's a different type of a svore, not als biru. Pesha also means if the only koyach hashtar is through me, so you have to listen to me. I'm saying it's not a shtar. So how can you verdrehen my welt? It's a shtar. And then we'll say, you have to listen to me. I'm saying it's not a shtar. I'm saying it's a posel shtar. So you have to hear everything what I said. Pesha also pesha hita. I mean, like the case of Nishbesi of Tahirani, that an Isha comes to Bezdin and she says, Nishbesi. Ooh, Nishbesi! Oh, you posel lekune. She's a Tahirani. They won't ma'anis me. So he said, ooh, I won't believe you, a Shvuyah is not Neman. Who told you I was a Shvuyah? You know I'm a Shvuyah. I told you I'm a Shvuyah. And I told you I'm Tahirani. So you have to transmit with me. You can't make shtiklach this I believe and this I won't believe. So Taisvis only explained why it's not a migul, but viva tafalim pesha osa. So be emerson, there's a moiradike hakire. A shtar without kiyum. What is it? Before you makayim a shtar without kiyum. So you can look at it in two ways. One way you can look at it, chazal vabatzrich kiyum. Kerta Beis Halevi says in Bob Metzia, there's a din of Tanina Mezuyev. That means, without Kiyum, it's a chaspa b'yam, it's a loshna gemar in Bob Metzia. It's nothing. If you look at it in that way, so then it's a peshosa. So you don't have a shtar, Malve. Without Kiyum, it's nothing. Who's making the shtar for the shtar? Me. I'm saying it's a posel shtar. That's one way you can look at it. You can look at it in a different way. No, it's a chaspa ba'alme. What are you talking about? Eidim hachsumim al ashtar nasek mishenech kedusim bebezen. Minatoyre, you don't need kiyim. I don't clear mezuyev. The Rabbonon said, loive, if you'll taine mezuyev, we'll tell the malva you have to be mekayim. If you taine, if you don't taine, I don't think mezuyev. I would never call him it's mezuyev. If you're coming with a tiny body to Bezdin, you say, Rabbi, it's a mezuyev de kishtar? Fine. Then Bezdin will force the malva to be mekayim it. But Kozman, you don't tiny mezuyev? I don't think it's mezuyev. So if I don't think it's mezuyev, it's not pesha osa. Pesha osa would only work if without you, it's a chaspe. Without kiyim, it's a chaspe. We look at it, it's without a hempik, a shtar without kiyim is gonish. We don't look at it. We're not goyis it. Who's making the shtar for the shtar? You're making it. So then I have to hear the whole thing. I have to whatever. You can't split his words. But so Rashi said, b'mokim acher. Rashi said, a whole new megillah. Mina Teure, you don't need Kiyum. If he tainis Mizuyev, no, then you'll need Kiyum. Because man, he didn't tainis Mizuyev, I don't clear Mizuyev. So that is because of you. You made the shtar for the shtar. The shtar is a shtar because I don't clear Mizuyev. You're taining Parati, I don't believe you. So this is Lechoire, that means Taisvis is coming to take care. There's two Cheshbainis over here. There's a Birur of Migu, so Taisvis says it's not a good Migu. But there's a Birur of Pesha Osa. Where did Pesha Osa fall off? So Rashi said, B'mokimach, it's not a Pesha Osa. Let's see again the Lashon of Taisvis. Perish akunteres b'mokemacher d'taima mishum d'dvar tayrein tzorich ki. We don't need kiyum. I don't clear bechlau that it's a mezuyev to kishtar. Dei demachsumim al ashtar nasek mishenech kedusam bebezn. So memeila, when you have a shtar, you have a kosher shtar. V'rabonon hu datzrichu kiyum. When? Ki toin mezuyev. If he comes and times, I'm telling you it's Mizuyev. No, if you tell me it's Mizuyev, so Bezdin will tell the Malva, listen, this person is tiny Mizuyev, you be Mekayim Dishtar. Avo Bishar Tainis, but if he didn't tiny Mizuyev, he's tiny Parati. So that means there's no shail about Ziyev. Loyitzrichu Kiyum, so then there's no need of Kiyum. They never were matzrich kiyim, so memeila, so there's no peshos. Kein nirilari. Avol ein laforish. The loy mehemen bemigu loy meperuahu mishum de iporish tori biyode maboi. We'll say a different cheshbon. Eisus Toisva said it's not a migu. Rashi said it's not a pesha also. Maybe I'll say a third mahalach. It is a migu. He is a migu to prove that he paid. And the shtar is a hichocha that he didn't pay. I hear everything you're saying, but I have a kasha. So if you paid, so what is the shtar doing in the hands of the malva? How did this come about? Explain to me this phenomenon. How did this happen? So we could say that's the svar of Ravunim, that migu is not strong enough to be minagid the hoichoch of shtolche biyodi my boy. So Taisu says no, that's not. Avol ein leforish loy mehemen bemigu loy meperuah mishum di porish tore biyodi my boy. Because Taisu says we're going to see later lav davke by parati this other tainus that he passes the shtar. He says it's a shtar amon. A shtar amon means that he never borrowed anything. He wrote the shtar to the malve, and he trusted the malve that, listen, when I'll need money, so we shouldn't have to go and write a shtar. Then you have the shtar already. I'm trusting you. And when I'll need money, I'll borrow the money. Now later the malva comes to him and he says, he has the shtar and he says, I never borrowed any money for you. I trusted you. So here there's no raya of shtolche biyodi, my boy. I'm explaining everything that I gave it to you because when I'll need money, I should be able to borrow money. And there the Gemara also is toiling this machloikis of Rav Huna. Do you hold moide b'shtar shekosu? The kitoi nam yamonuhu maskinim b'somach amil se derav d'loi mehemel. That shtolche biyodi my boy. So kolchoch, you have to say one of the two. Either in Hilchis migu feltis and the birur of migu feltis, or because it's not, and it's not a, not or, and it's not a peshos. Now, let us go back to Taisvis. Now, we're up to the third Taisvis, and we had to learn this Gemara in order to understand this third Taisvis. Now we'll begin to understand that we won't understand the Taisvis. But Al Koponim, let us just review Loishano Shomru Anusim Hayinu Machmas Momen. Now this is going on Rami Bar Chome. Rami, this was the beginning of the sugya. Rami Bar Chome holds that there's no din of kivin shehigid by shtar. Oh, it doesn't hold of kivin shehigid. So memele. So Rami Bar Chome said, therefore, if ksav yodom yoytze mimokim acha, if ksav yodom yoytze mimokim acha, and ksav yodom yoytze mimokim acha, and he says, anusim ayinu machmas nefoshes. We'll believe him, because there's no din of kivin shikit. So he's saying that it's a possible shtar. If he says, anusim ayinu machmas momen, he's not believed, because ein odom meisim atzmei rosh. Now, we have to understand one thing. We have here a Mishnah, the Reisha and the Sefer. Now the Reisha says three cases with their Nemon, by Enksav Yodom, Anusim, Ktanim, Psuleides, and the Sefer says, if Ksav Yodom, Yaitzim HaKemach, and all three cases, they are not Nemon. So now Rami Bar Chome took care of Anusim Ayinu. He says, Anusim, he had a problem. Why aren't they Nemon by Anusim Ayinu? Machmas nefoshes, there's no din of kivin shigit, so he says, you're right, anusim in the machmas nefoshes, they are nemon, machmas momin, they're not nemon, they mashvi nafshayu rishi. That's by anusim ayinu, but we have a moiridike problem over here, by ktanim ayinu, psuleyedis ayinu, there's no din of kivin shigit, so why aren't they nemon? Why aren't they nemon to say ktanim ayinu, psuleyedis ayinu? Now let us see Taisus. Loi shano shamranus meyinu machmas moment. Loi mehemne mishum loi mashvi navshayu rishoy. Uktanim, when they say the ktanim, why and they nemon? Kidrab shimim ben lokish. At what? Chazoke in eidem choisme maloshtarim kenase begodu. Opsule yeidis. Mishum de mal vegufe meidek tayek. Kidemrinen besomuch. Now, this Taisvis is Shreklach. We just have to know this is a very, very, very schwer Taisvis. And let's explain what's so schwer about this Taisvis. What is schwer about this Taisvis is as follows. That Taisvis is speaking about, according to Rami Bachome, Rami Bachama holds there's no din of kivin shehigid ene chayzer makit. There's no din of kivin, by shtar there's no din of kivin shehigid ene chayzer makit. So yesterday we said, lova, today we can come and say, loy lova. You don't talk, you said yesterday, there's no din of kivin shehigid, fine. So if I'm saying loy lova, I'm an aid. I'm saying loy lova, finished. I'm saying I'm an aid that's saying loy lova. We're aidim that are saying loy lova. Sulamina, tanamina. We're aidim. Now, if we are aidim, so Taisa says, so why didn't you believe them? So Taisa says, oh, there's a chazoke, you wouldn't have been ktanim. There's a chazoke, you wouldn't have been kreidim. Please. This makes sense according to Rameya. According to Rameya, we're speaking about it's Nemon al Pesha Osa. There's an Amonus of Pesha Osa. We're talking there is a din of Kivin Shehigid. You have to work with Amigu. You have to work with Pesha Osa, according to Rameya. So he said, in the Lomdis of Pesha Osa, in the Lomdis of Migu, I won't believe it that you are cotton, that you are Korev. Fine. But Taisvis, here we're going according to Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama says they have a din edis. They have a din edis. So we are saying, Ktanim ayinu, so finished. So what are you telling me, this a chazoke? What do you mean this a chazoke? Chazoke can't shlug up edis. This is a moiridike kashe that the Chedusha Rimes, the Divri Cheskles, Abnaptolias, everyone. It's a shreklach taisvis. It's very difficult to understand. I just would like to mention two mahalchim, how to understand the taisvis a little. We had mentioned last week, Rami Bar Chome says that there's no din of kivin shigid by shtar. Yesterday he said lova, today he'll say loy lova. There's no din of kivin shigid. So he mentioned this amachloikis from the Gdoile Achroinim. If there's no din of Kivin Shehigid, what happens? What happens? So others learn pshat, the Marsho, the Aflo, the Beishake. So it's treye trey. It's not better than treye trey. That means yesterday you said lover. Yesterday you were Adam. You said lover. Today, Kivin Shehigid. It could be Chayzer Amagid. Fine. So yesterday said lover. Today you said loyal. Fine. But it doesn't erase what you said yesterday. So we have two Adim saying lova, two Adim saying loyal. It's treye trey. But it's not better than treye trey. It's treye trey. That's one way we could learn pshat. There's another way we can learn pshat. That's how the Maram Shif learns that according to Rami Bachama, a person has an amonus to retract his previous word. That way I told you yesterday was wrong. I'm telling you now. And he has an amonus that I believe him now. I don't believe him from before. That means he's able to retract the previous bullet. Now, so Rav Naftali says, Pshat and Taisvis as follows. Rav Naftali says that Taisvis learned like the Maram Shif. That you're bekoyach to retract, but this is an emonis That means, why should I believe you now more than yesterday? You're the same two people, same. Yesterday you weighed them, today you weighed them. So there's a mnemonis that you're able to reach track. This is not Adis. That means I'll say this, yes, he also on AIDS. To the besondere mnemonis that you assume the last dibur what he says. Tofes loshen achim. This mnemonis achazoke could be menagin. I can't believe this. I can't believe this that you were a cotton. I can't believe that you were a korev because chazoke. So this is not Eidus keneged chazoke, it's an emonis keneged chazoke. The other way, it's a chazoke keneged emonis. That's how Rav Naftali says pshat and taisus. And perhaps we could say, according to the first mahalach, that it's trey, there's a moiridike, we had mentioned a few times, there's a moiridike, there's a taisus vaita daf yotesam at base, Rabbi Kevega explains the taisus. Taisvis asks Akasha if you have, by treye treye, if two Eidim said like this, and two other Eidim said taker. So Taisvis says, let's believe the second Eidim with amigo. Let's believe them with amigo. It could have passed the first Eidim. Let's believe, whatever the treye says lover, treye say loy lover. So Taisvis says, but the second Eidim, let's believe, like, if they would have said the first Eidim were Gazlonim. So finished. So that would take care of the dintayre. So they're saying, so now they're makrish them, they're not passing them, let's leave them with amigo. So Taisa says one teretz, trei kemeye. What do you mean? So the second cat has two eidim plus amigo. So what's getting me plus, what if you have four eidim? What if you have 10 eidim? What if you have 100 eidim? Trei kemeye. So that means two Eidim plus amigo is equivalent to four Eidim. So you have four Eidim saying one way, two Eidim saying the other way. Trei kemeis. There's no reason why we should believe one more than the other. So Taisva says in the Teretz that amigo is like another cat Eidim. And Taisva says another Teretz. So Rabbi Kevega explains, this is a beautiful teretz. Why does Taisus say a new teretz? So Rabbi Kevega explains like this. Trei kemeya means, I'll tell you a bad marshal, just like if you would have two Eidim who are four-footers to say lover, and two Eidim who are six-footers and say loy lover, so I'll say, you have to listen to the two Eidim, the six-footers, the two feet more than them. It's not because they're 6 footers, that's safe to believe them. No difference. A 4 footer and a 6 footer is the same. So the same way, if you'll have another 4 feet, it's also the same. You have four Eidim saying lova, two Eidim saying loy lova, it's the same thing. Ribui mispar ha Eidim is lemal lemayrit. That means you have 100 people saying lova, 2 people saying loy lova, Ribui hamispar doesn't make anything. It doesn't, it's not machia anything in the suffix. Trei kemeya. But what if I have a new birur? I have a birur min hatzad. I'm not bringing more feet here. I'm not bringing two more, another cat. I'm bringing a saiteke birur of a chazoke, of a migu. This is something new. This is not another cat Eidim. This is, I have a cat says like this, and a cat says like this, so the scale is equal. And then I have one cat has amigo. So that weighs over. So that's machia. The amigo, together with a cat, is better than a cat without amigo. So that's why there's a svare, that a birur tzdodi is better than another cat. Another cat, you have four Eidim saying lover and two Eidim saying lay lover. That's nothing. Trei kemeya. Don't be spoiled from numbers. Numbers don't mean anything to us. Trei kemeya. But if you'll have a new birur, that'll be machi in the suffix. So memele, we could learn pshat and taisvis as follows. Taisvis could be taken like the Marsho and the Haflo, that if you hold, there's no din of Kivin Shehigid, it's Treye Trey. It's Treye Trey. That's what, it is Treye Trey. So Memele, so Rabbi Bocham didn't hold of Kivin Shehigid. So before they said they weren't Ktanim, now they say they were Ktanim. Fine, so it's Treye Trey. So why don't you believe them? So Taisus says, but there's a Chazoke. But you don't chas miktanim. There's a chazoke. So why we ask the kasha? But there's eidim. Sure, there's eidim, but there's eidim fakert also. So there's two eidim that say they weren't ktanim. Two eidim say that they were ktanim. And now we have a chazoke that says that they weren't ktanim. So that is machia the sofik.